This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of decompressing over the weekend, a new study says regular exercise can help reduce the severity of hangovers.
Yep. Oh, nice!
Yes. I'll go through the hangover.
You're just going
to... I mean, just, I know me.
Suffer through it.
I have been through hangovers a lot of my life. I've.
That's a good point, Steve, that there's actually more than one way to skin a cat when it comes to hangovers.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
The 10 best hangover cures. Obviously, the best hangover cure for any hangover is not to drink to excess or drink at all in the first place. To those people, I say shut your whore mouths. I'll tell you what you need to do, pumpkin. Take a mental wellness day. I'm sure everyone will understand if you come up with just the right excuse. Or you could suck it up. Be a grown-up. You did this to yourself. Learn, grow, don't be an idiot. Happy Moron Monday, drunky.
Jesus. You all right, VD?
That would be a great intro. Hey. Like if you're the boss, you walk in on Mondays, you know what I mean? As your employees walk in, like, hey, happy hangover Monday.
I'd rather fight through a hangover on the weekdays because you got to work anyway.
Yeah.
Than I would waste a day that I have off on the weekend.
Always. And people used to laugh at me for this.
You would do this job hungover. You'd prefer to do this job hungover than on a Sunday watching football.
Yes.
Yes.
And I've said to people, I prefer to drink Sunday through Thursday night. And I'm not kidding. Just because if I feel like crap, you know, it's woe is me if you have the day off and if you're looking good. When you got to go to work, man, get your ass out of bed. You don't feel good, but yeah. I've gotten up. I sweat it out. I come to work.
Do my
it's
job.
Done. Yeah.
But I'm with Mike. It is kind of nice, like yesterday, like have some pizza, watch some football,
right.
Take a nap.
You know what the difference might
it's
be?
It's the fun of Sunday.
I've got little kids at home. They're not literally, my Christ, they're 12 or 14.
Hey, you'll get back to enjoying Sundays.
You know what? You're probably right. Because right now, like they don't care what your issue
that's
is.
That's right.
You could have 145-degree fever, be on fire, and being attacked by a weasel, and they're still like, hey, Dad, can I ask you something, right? So... it's easier for me just to get up, go to work. We got a hangover.
Is that why you two are so damn grumpy all the time?
Yes. That and we're old.
Oh, God. these are the best hangover cures. Honorable mentions at the bottom of the list. They just say drink more.
Mm.
Hair of the dog.
Jesus.
Has anybody ever heard of rubbing a slice of lemon under your armpit?
No.
No.
What?
It just says, my friend who bears the distinction of being half Puerto Rican and half Dominican sold this to me as a traditional Caribbean hangover preventative. Before drinking, rub a lemon in the armpit of your quote-unquote drinking arm. While this method obviously did not work, it did give the right bit a bright citrus musk. Okay.
Oh, you're drinking arm. Right.
You've been sober for 3 months. Like, yeah, I broke my drinking arm. Couldn't drink.
Couldn't do it.
God forbid I lifted a glass with my left hand.
Coconut water shows up on the list. Pickle juice.
Coconut water. Those are good ones.
Coconut water tastes so bad.
Pedialyte.
I would rather. So the first time I had coconut water, I had a severe, massive, incredible hangover. And Jolene had a bunch of coconut water. She's like, thrill. Just try this. I'm like, dude, good looking out. And I remember I chugged it. I set it down, looked at her, and I said, don't ever do that again.
No.
Just let me suffer.
No. Coffee always works for me.
Does it?
I love coffee. Yeah.
I think a fountain soda from McDonald's is just a guaranteed lifesaver.
All right. They go with Alka-Seltzer. Which I haven't heard that word in a while.
I've done.
If you
it
see
helps.
Me, yeah,
it helps.
That's kind of my threshold. If we've overdone it,
oh.
If you see me drinking lifted Pepto, or if you see me going plop plop fizz fizz, your boy got out of hand.
It got out of hand. They say OTC, pills and powders.
What's OTC?
Over the counter.
Oh, okay. Jesus.
Just your hangover pills.
Kind of
like
I was like, what are OTC pills? I haven't had those.
There you go, Miles, Pedialyte and or Gatorade.
Yeah, of course.
Still haven't tried that method. I kind of want to give that a go.
Pedialyte? I'm going to go Gatorade.
Buy it.
All right, all right.
Remember, Gatorade for athletes and hungover idiots.
And then
drinking athlete is what I like to call myself.
And, my apologies. And remember, I broke my drinking arm.
And then Advil shows up at the bottom of the honorable mentions there. So these are the best hangover cures tested and ranked. Miles, you're right there at number 10, Coca-Cola. Sweet, fizzy, and stomach-settling, the triple-fisting troika of Coke, water, and Gatorade has pulled me through many a rough morning, pending my body is accepting fluids at the time.
And, ginger ale, same as like when you don't feel well.
Good
You still don't feel well. You made yourself not feel well, but you don't feel well. So.
Speaking of not feeling well, that's number 9 on the list. Just yak it up.
Oh. Just be sure you're not dehydrated. You really need to start drinking some water and stuff.
Especially if you're dry heaving.
But the thing is, to me, that's not a cure as much as a response.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, my body doesn't accidentally throw Advil in my mouth, but, like, the puking, I'm like, this is something I must do.
But I have had many a morning, you know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I've passed out, and I wake up, and my stomach is just doing barrel rolls. Like, I just need to go yak real fast, and then I'll go back to sleep.
I'll cut you slack on the middle of the night puke. You go, like, let me, as much as I can get out of my system now, so when I wake up, it's not worse.
I have tried this one, pho, ramen, chicken noodle soup, any other various soups that you've got.
And I know a lot of people swear, like, a lot of my Hispanic friends love, like, spicy soup in the morning.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
I've heard that. I don't think they're wrong. My problem is, like, I already feel sweaty and kind of hot. The idea of eating hot soup. Not that it doesn't work, but I'm like, man, I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah.
The best hangover cure is tested and ranked. I have used this one many a time.
Yes. Yes.
That is a cheat code.
It works like a charm.
Yeah, it's like, let me take a couple of hits off this. Yeah. Oh, I feel better.
Oh, my God. And now I'm ready to conquer the world.
Somebody here is very specific. High C from Jack in the Box.
Ooh, okay. Can you get high C? Well, yeah, I suppose. If they got that Coke machine that does basically
everything. That's exactly it.
If we're talking Jack in the Box, I'd throw an honorable mention to the breakfast ultimate burrito.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Or beef burrito.
Bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. They would have the number 6.
All right.
You bet. It's just it's a catch-all of greasy foods all on a big combination there. I would go sausage versus bacon, but you know what? That's just me.
You know what? I don't know that I've done sausage. If for a hangover thing, I always go bacon. I think that's just what I hear. You might be right with sausage. It's even greasier.
Yeah. And you get a little bit more, too.
Yeah, you always do.
Number 5. If they just say an S ton of water. Drink it periodically. Don't just chug a whole bunch. Maybe you'll chug initially just to kind of get that, you know, just to soak the sponge, as it were.
Keep drinking it for like an hour and a half.
Correct.
And
also, smart water. I will swear by smart water.
I've never had smart water. All my water's dumb.
Maybe it's mental, but it helps.
Okay.
I got dumb water.
Look, I could tell.
Who cares? As long as it helps.
He's over there drinking his dumb water again.
Has anybody heard of McVitie's Digestive Biscuits?
Oh, that's a big English thing, I think.
Yeah, they are a British digestive biscuit. Wholly unoffensive, go down easy, and when you crush an entire sleeve before bedtime, they'll make sure that you wake up without the flippy floppy hellscape of alcohol-induced nausea.
Okay, I've heard that.
Are they tasty?
Don't ask questions you don't need the answer to, Ted.
Well, they call cookies biscuits.
Right, if you can crush an entire sleeve of them, then maybe. Never done this one, the IV drip.
Oh,
I've never done it.
Hands down the best.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah, Vegas. Burning Man.
You've told us that.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. You got it in the fridge. It's cold. You feel it going into your veins.
How long does it take before you really feel the pain?
Depends on how much you drank the day before.
Right. Okay, so
like, for instance, mine went down pretty quick. Cobb's took like 40 minutes.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
I mean, I've wanted to try it in Vegas, but one, I've never gotten hungover enough to where I've needed to. And two,
you're doing it wrong.
You start looking at the price tags on those things.
Oh,
like,
really?
It's like $150.
I mean, it is instant, though. I can't even explain it to you. Some of the worst, right? Because I'm in the desert. It sucks.
Oh, yeah.
You get that bag in you. You're back. You're ready.
Okay. Dig it.
They go with physical exercise at number two on the list.
Oh, no.
If you sweat it out?
Yeah, man. If you can sweat out a hangover, you're among the strongest among us.
I like the businessman's workout.
Mouse.
What's the businessman's workout?
Well, couldn't you just go in the steam room in the sauna and not have to really exercise?
Exactly. That's what I just said.
I mean, you can still sweat it out, but I don't have to get on the treadmill, right?
It reeks of booze inside of that steam room.
Right, like you walk over, you get a couple curls in, hit that steam room or whatever, and be like, all right, I'm good.
And then the number one hangover cure tested and ranked, you guys aren't going to like it, the HEAL hangover system, H-E-A-L.
Eat the heel of the bread?
Hydrate, eat something before you go to bed, aerobics as soon as you wake up, and live your life like you aren't hungover.
Okay.
Mind over matter.
I'm going to call mine the hell. Drop the A and I'm all right. I am not doing aerobic. Look, if you do have the presence of mind to eat before you go to bed, I have found it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, no kidding.
I would throw a cold plunge in there too, man.
Ooh, good call.
I always feel pretty alive when I get out of that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.